bringing pee back in the schools in Texas, first time in many years, was really controversial. They didn't have any room for it because they asked, what are you going to eliminate from our curriculum to bring it back in? Big question they asked. And then who's going to pay for it? All these various things. They fought me like crazy. In fact, we had to raise the money ourselves to pay for it, to equip 9,000 schools. We raised $3 million to do that in a period of only 3.5 months, and to train 20,000 teachers. We got the law passed, Senate Bill 530, back in 2007. It was passed as a mandate without funding, so we had to raise private funds to get it into effect. We did two things. We brought PE back in the school for the first time in many years, K through 8. First thing you got to do is expand it to 9 and 12. It's the most important thing. We can't do that because we're finding that starting at the third grade, testing these kids, the number of kids who can pass all six of the tests goes down every year. Only 33% can pass the test in the third grade by the time they're 10th graders. By their 12th graders, less than 10% can pass the test. That's why it's such a deplorable situation, and we don't have people qualified for going to the military or pharma, whatever it may be. So the first thing to do is to really get PE back into school in a legitimate way. But the second thing, you can't just test. You've got to follow through with programs. We have four approved programs in Texas, but they aren't doing it. Now they're forced to take the test. This has been, it's been kind of surprising though, because we were told by TEA that you'll be lucky to get 33% of the schools to respond to this law because they're autonomous and there's no penalty if they don't participate. They won't participate. 84% participated in it. First year, 2.6. Now we got 2.9 this year, 3 million students. I mean, it's a rampant thing going statewide, which I'm very pleased to see that. What can the state of Texas do? Get some PE teachers back into schools. We got 9,000 schools. We have at least 1,000 schools that have no PE teacher at all. And half of the rest of the schools don't have any certified PE teachers. They have makeshift PE teachers. So we don't have any good programs in the school. And you just can't test without following through.